And so we're going to be in the book of Proverbs this morning, and we're continuing on the Family on a Firm Foundation. Proverbs 18 is where we'll be this morning. And this is a tough one for a lot of us, myself included. It's And the multiple things that are the biggest problems in marriage is that every group says, every study, every foundation on marriage, they all say the same things. It's all, you know, finances and in-laws and things to talk about last week with the bedroom there's just five or six problems that they have and that they're really common. But actually, a big part of it all that brings problem in all the areas is what we're talking about today is communication. Communication. Proverbs 18. We'll read a few verses here. Let's start at verse 7. So today's subject is on Family and the Firm Foundation is communication. Proverbs 18 and verse 7. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds. Talebearer is gossip, okay? That's the King James word. It's a better word than gossip because it actually defines what it is. You're the person who carries a tale around and gives it to other people. And the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down to the innermost parts of the belly. He that is slothful in his work is a brother of him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is a folly and shame unto him. And then let's go to verse 19. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. And verse 19 is probably deal with it next week. Let's do that. Let's not do it today. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. All right, let's go ahead and pray. We'll talk about these things. Lord, your word is wonderful. Your people are just hungry to hear it. We come expectantly, Lord, and Lord, here at Open Door, Father, just people just want to learn. They want to grow. But Lord, this is something we're not good at. This is something that we are struggle with, Lord. And you said we would. You said it's the hardest thing to control of anything. If we control our tongues, we can control the whole body. And the tongue is a small member, but it controls the whole body and what a fire can kindle. And Lord, you devoted a whole chapter that we won't even get to today about it in James. So, Lord, help us to understand communication, how to talk, what to say. Help us to be wise in what we say and give us your thoughts on it and help us to be humble enough to change what we need to change. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, a lot of things that said there, and if you were paying attention, you saw a lot of very strong statements here about all these things. First of all, if this is wrong, I want to say your marriage will be troubled. Your marriages will be troubled if the communication's wrong. Sometimes 10 other problems in the marriage are all communication problems. The finances, they could talk it out if they knew how to talk it out. They're just people who can't talk things out. And it's because there's a fault in communication. It's hard to win once somebody's offended. It's hard to win them over. A brother offended is harder to win than a strong city. Once you've said the wrong thing, once you communicate it wrongly, it is a long, hard process to get back to the start, to talk about it again. They're already mad. It doesn't matter if they're wrong. They won't admit they're wrong because you made them mad. The brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. And sometimes a really logical man... logical men aren't always good communicators. And I don't mean men in general. I mean, there, some men are more logical than others, and everything. Look, this is the logic of it. This is this, and this is this, and this is this, 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 this. That obviously, this is true. There's no way around it. 2 + 2 = 4, and this is right. But they offended her, and then they want to keep on going over the logic of it, and she just has no part of it. She's not going to listen to it. She doesn't care. And it doesn't matter. When a man's wrong and he's already offended, it doesn't matter how many times she proves him right. He's not going to admit it because we're offended. Literally, the tongue has a power of life and death, it says here. And verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You've paid attention to the news, you've seen teenagers committing suicide because people on social media were mocking them and things like that. And life and death are in the power of the tongue. But it also says it's life is in the power of the tongue. Okay? And I've been honored and blessed by God to save lives with power of words. And death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's very beautiful. They that love the power of the tongue, they that aren't afraid of it to get good at it, to communicate properly, will love what you can do with communication. Listen, I today can, if by God's grace through the Word of God, if I can communicate to you the Word of God clearly, I can have a huge impact by words today, by communicating. Though it's a great thing. Communication can be a wonderful thing. And I think that this is, when we aren't good at communicating, and I want to define that a little later, if we're not good at communicating, we will not like communicating because we usually cause problems. And if we're good at communicating, we will love communication because of what the good we can do. Now, I want to say this. We have different spectrums of ability in communication. My ability in communication is not my strength. And there are people who just, they win everybody over. They encourage everybody. They just, it's their gift. I mean, they just have the ability. There's others of us who we have to work really hard to make sure we don't offend people, to make sure that we say things right. We have to think things through ahead of time. We have to plan because we don't want to come across right. And there's some of us who are just, that's our weakness. And we are harsh and we're bad with our words and things like that. I find my biggest communication challenge always is one of my greatest strengths is my focus. I want to get to something. I want to say something, be done. I'm just, a conversation to me is accomplishing a purpose. I'm not a chatterer, okay? And so when I'm talking, I just want to say something or get an answer and the solution, and okay, I'm done talking. But I find that I come across harsh doing that. Last Sunday, two people were talking. I just needed to know something. So I walked up and said, just a sec. Hey, da-da-da-da-da. And they both looked at me like I was rude. Can you believe that? They thought I was rude. They both looked at me, and they were ladies. They were talking. They looked at me like I was rude. But, you know, I needed to know something. And my mind's also, and I'm a man, all I can think about is one thing. There's like one thing happened in the world, whatever my mind's thinking about at that particular moment, it's the only thing on earth. And so I probably was kind of rude. And here my mind says, I just need a one word answer and you can go back to talking. That's what my mind says, right? Isn't that logical? That's very logical. Women go, no, that's mean. And by the way, a lot of men are under sentence. They're like, no, you don't interrupt somebody when they're talking. And I shouldn't. And so I got to get better at that. and wait till they pause or take a breath or something. Or just stand right next to them and stare at them. what you do and what I need to do is get better. Not say stupid people, they sit there and talk when I get to know. That's what people do. They don't say, can I improve this? They say, I'm like this, and they just need to deal with it. That's what shallow people who don't want to change and grow and become better do. Amen? It must be the seating. Some thoughts on principles on communication. Number one, your words can ruin you. Your words can ruin you. Verse 7. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snares of his soul. People who are bad at communicating usually have people at work who hate them. And when people at work hate you, they make it more difficult on you. Okay? And sometimes there's people who are just so obnoxious, they get fired eventually. Now, it might not be because of the way you talk, but the boss just can't communicate with you. Everything turns into an argument. You can't get along with your coworkers. It's because your communication skills or lack thereof. It is your destruction. I have known people who regularly got beat up because of their tongue. And they just did. I know other people who could have not gone to jail. I know them. They could have, they did something that wasn't that big a deal, but they would not, but they just backtalked the police and kept pushing it, and they got worse and worse for them. And it escalates. In other words, it can ruin you. Your tongue can ruin a marriage. And by the way, that's equal. A man's tongue will ruin a marriage. A woman's tongue will ruin a marriage. They ruin them in different ways usually. They're just a little different. Your tongue can ruin you. Your words can ruin you. Your communication can ruin you. Number two, we read Proverbs 18:7, didn't we? A fool's mouth, yes, we did. A fool's mouth is destruction. Number two, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Let's go to Proverbs 18 since we're here, and verse 13. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is a folly. It is folly and shame unto him. The Bible says, James 1:19, we'll read it in a minute here again, but let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Swift to hear. God did this amazing thing. He gave you one mouth and two ears. That's being an indication of something. Some people think they have three mouths and zero ears. And now, I understand. Here's what you want to say. But what they're saying isn't right. And you know what? They're stupid. And I know what I'm talking about. And they need to listen to me. Okay? Did you know that almost anybody could teach you something if you learn to listen? How about in the Bible? Jesus says, consider the ants. Consider the lilies. Consider the sparrows. Watch the ant. You can learn from a lot of things. You know, you do not have to make every mistake to learn every lesson. Somebody could teach you something ahead of time. You could watch somebody else make the mistake and say, I'm not going to do that. You know, a lot of times someone might have 10% of the knowledge that you do, but a wise man once said, every man knows something that I don't know, therefore all men are my teachers. Okay, and I find Jesus said, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings is our ordained truth. You can learn from children. Your children, by the way, if you're watching carefully, your children will teach you a lot about the Christian life if you watch little children. Okay, learn to listen, swift to hear. He that answers a matter before he hears the whole thing is a fool. It's a folly unto him. Don't learn to listen to people. Men are worse at this. Men are focused. Men, generally, I'm really being general now, and it's not always true. Men just tend to be want to say what they want to say, and okay, conversation's done. We already talked about this. No, the man talked about it. The woman listened, and she opened her mouth and said, "We're done. We already talked about this," and that's not a good way to live. And learn to listen to people. It does not cost anything to listen. Sometimes some people need, I have learned that people have different ways of explaining things, and if you listen to them real well, you'll say, oh, that's what you're saying. Most people listen planning their response, not to gather information. So learn to listen. If you want to communicate well, you will find people like communicating with you a lot better if you just let them say their piece. Well, what they said is their own. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. We have some opinionated people in our church, just like anywhere, okay? Can I tell you something? If someone says something that's wrong and you don't argue with them, the world will not end. Okay? If somebody said, you know what? The 49ers beat the Seahawks last year in the NFC playoff game. No, they did not. I saw the tip in the last... Blah, blah, blah. Let them think that. The truth is the truth. Okay? You're not going to do that. Okay, let's take something not important. But you know, honestly, somebody could say something that's wrong. You don't have to argue with them. I understand if you're at the cashier and he says that's $18.42 and it said $4. I understand. Okay? But let them say what they want to say. Don't be an interrupter. Good, thank you. I got one. I'm worried about that. Don't be an interrupter. I mean, I understand. There are a few people in the world, I know who they are in my life, that they like the feeling of air going out of their mouth, and they will talk if there's nothing to say. And talk 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 and talk. And luckily they have to breathe at a certain point because you can interrupt. I understand. But I mean, most people are gonna say something, and then you can, but you don't have to prove every point. You have to disagree with everything. Vital things, yes. You're talking about the gospel. You're talking about important things in life. They think the cyanide is not poison and they can drink it. Whatever. I understand there's things you have to say something. But listen to people and let them speak their piece. It's especially important with women. Women will think you had a good talk and came to the solution if you just listen to what they have to say. Many times, they don't have to have they just wanted to they're verbal. They wanted to express themselves. And look at them and don't click on your mouse. Uh-huh. Yeah, honey. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, yeah, honey, yeah. It's only 2 minutes left in the game, but go ahead. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, I am listening. Go ahead. No. Men are not multitaskers. They know that. Okay? Look at them and say, uh-huh, I'm listening. Really? And you listen, you pay attention. And you pay attention. Just... Listen carefully. Listen carefully, amen? 3, speak carefully and thoughtfully. You can write the verse down. I just quoted it. It's James 1:19. Let every man be swift to hear, you're a quick listener, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Slow to speak. I don't think that's a speed at which you speak. I think it's a thought before you speak. Deciding if you should say something. Let's look at Proverbs 15. We'll stay in Proverbs as much as we can. We're mostly there, so. Proverbs 15 and verse 28. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Notice you study to answer. You figure out the best way to answer things. That's why I'm saying you're learning. You say, I'm terrible at this stuff. Don't just sit there and kick yourself. Say, okay, I got to improve this. There are certain people who never express themselves, so they always have the same problems in life because people don't know that they're hurting them, for example, because they keep it to themselves. They don't say anything. There's somebody else who bellows and everything is a fight. I mean, you know, oh, there's a piece of dirt in the ground. That is not dirt. That is dust. Don't you know the difference between dirt and dust? You ever know people like that? They're just like, whoa, 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 calm down, man. There's different faults. There's one person who's contentious. There's one person who doesn't listen to people. Study the answer. Figure out what you can do better in your communication. I constantly have to do this. I constantly try to get better at it. I'm always working on these things, and I try to do better at it, and I'm not great at it. I'm better behind the pulpit than I am one-on-one. Much better. Some of you would argue that, but I am much better at I just am. Talking one-on-one sometimes, there's just 1,000 things I do wrong in personal conversation, and I try to work on it. I'm not just going to say, well, I'm not good at that, so they just have to deal with it. That is so weak in life. That's what you do with your weaknesses. You will stay weak, and it's just called insecurity. It's called, you know what? I don't think I can change, so I'll just lash out at other people and blame them. because I can't decide to fix myself. It doesn't mean you'll be the best at it. It just means you study. Proverbs 16 and verse 23, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Okay? You get knowledge, that's good, and I think that's important. I think there's actually two parts to that verse. I think one part is you teach your mouth what to say and what not to say and get it under control. I think the second part is actually adding learning, not just to your lips, but also to your life, where you have knowledge, where you can talk to people about a lot of things. But in either case, you're studying how to talk to people and preparing yourself for that. Teach yourself how you should answer and speak. And by the way, you say, well, I don't know if I'm very good at it or not. Ask your spouse. Is there anything I could do better in communication? And they will say yes. And then they will teach you. Ask your parents. Ask your children. You know how many times I've been bad at something and not even known because it's just what I did. I didn't even know I was bad at it. A lot of my communication things are like that. I didn't even know I was a blunt person until somebody told me I was really blunt. I said, I am? And then I realized, started thinking, I don't know how to say things very tactfully. And I understand I'm never going to be Mr. Super Tactful. What I find when I try to get too tactful, people don't know what I'm trying to say and they're going to get my message across. But I try to speak the truth in love and try to say things nicely. I can be more tactful than just saying, you know what, you're a wicked sinner. Okay? That doesn't always get a good response from people. You know? And so you try to teach yourself. You try to learn. And so you speak carefully and thoughtfully. And you learned good answers for things. I learned how rarely a contention will change somebody. One of the things I learned, let me illustrate this. I have very high standards, and our family has very high standards in a lot of things. And I find a lot of people, when they see a high standard, instead of saying, why do you do that, they begin to attack and say, this is why I don't have to do that. You know, I can handle cable TV in my house. You can handle that stuff. Da, 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 da. And they'll go into that. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. I learn all kinds of things on TV, and my kids learn all kinds of important things, and it's really good. And they just, and I learned I can tell them why. You know, I could say I was setting a wicked thing before my night. I could try to explain it to them. You know, I've learned it works real well with standards of why I live with very careful standards in my life and do all these things. Here's what I've learned. Look, this is a study the answer thing. I just say, you know what? You must be a lot stronger than I am. Because I really can't handle having that in my house. I'd waste a lot of time. I'd probably watch some bad things. You know what? I'm just not as strong as you. You know what happens when I say that almost inevitably? Well, I can understand that. You're probably right. I do waste a lot of time watching TV. And the other day I caught my kids watching some bad stuff. And you know what? You're probably better off that. So the conversation changed. And by the way, the reason they're attacking is because they want to feel okay. That's why they're attacking. You know, you can be as loose and bad as you want. Nobody attacks you. You start living really holy, everyone attacks you. You know why? Because they want to feel okay about themselves. You don't have to say a word. You're not telling them not to do that stuff. They immediately just come to you and say, there's nothing wrong with that. I didn't say there was. Well, I mean, you act like you're all better than us because you don't do that. Actually, I didn't. I didn't bring it up. You're bringing it up. But you know, you understand, saying it that way where I say, I'm just not as strong as you, do you understand how that changes the conversation? And I'm not good at that stuff. It's just studying the answer, you learn. I learned that stuff works real well. I've learned the phrase, you're better than that, works really well with people. It works better than you're wicked. Now, are they being wicked? Yeah, but I said, you know, you're better than that. You know better than that. You can do great things in your life. That's going to keep you from doing great things. Do you understand how much different that comes across to people? Do you understand how much less it offends people? A brother offended is hard to be within a strong city. Now, I'm not afraid, you know, I'm not afraid to say, that's wicked, that's sin, you know. But I do that more from the pulpit than I do individually. Why? Because I've said it the wrong way a million times and offended people and it not worked. And I've studied the answer and I'm learning more and more. Do you follow what I'm saying there? You see how to study the answer? Okay. And so study the answer. Figure out how to answer. Let's go to Proverbs 17. Proverbs 17, how we doing? Can we work on our communication skills? Proverbs 17 and verse 27. This is, and everybody has different battles. This is not some of your battles, but this is some of your battles. Verse 27, he that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is an excellent spirit. Don't say too much. Now, half of the crowd here, you say, there's no danger with that with me. I'd rather not say anything. And half the crowd here says, oh man, I hate that verse. Because your mouth just says, and by the way, you who like to talk, you're a blessing. God has given you a gift, and you encourage us and make us laugh, and you keep us from sitting there in a dark room and quietly and doing nothing and being antisocial. You do a whole bunch of good things. You just have to be careful not to say too much. And the person who sits there and not say anything to anybody and keep themselves, they need to learn to say hi and how are you and boy, it's great to see you and stuff like that to encourage people. We all got to work. We have to work on these things. So don't say too much. The Bible says in a multitude of words, wanteth not sin. There's no shortage of sin when you're saying too much. Usually you'll be glad if you said too little as opposed to too much. If you don't know if you should say it, don't. Okay? Don't say too much. Next, Proverbs 29 verse 20, we hit a little bit on this. Proverbs 29 verse 20. And again, in marriage, if you say, you know, I just want to say this, I'm not sure what's going to happen, then probably shouldn't say it. Proverbs 29 and verse 20. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Don't be hasty. Oh, I just needed to say this. I just had to say it. Those are usually the things that really cause long-term strife. And some people won't forget that you said it forever. Okay? Don't be hasty with your words. If you have something burning, you're so mad about something, you just want to say it, go calm down first. You might need to say something about that subject, but probably right not then. Okay? Don't be hasty in your words. Think about it. Pray about it. Take a minute. Bite your tongue. Count to 10. Walk out of the room. Come back. Talk about it later if you need to. Don't be hasty to say something. Usually when the fire is burning and you're hot and angry and you and your spouse are talking, and usually you just you escalate things because you don't think through it. Because you just have to say it. And the Bible, the tongue is an unruly evil. It wants to say, it is much, why is that it's so much easier to say harmful, nasty, lash out things than it is to say wonderful, encouraging things? You know how easy it comes out when you're attacking somebody? It just flows. You're very articulate, aren't you? I mean, words just come right to your mind. And then you want to go tell someone how much you love them or how much a blessing they are. You're like, hands start shaking. Isn't that strange? It's the way it is. Don't be hasty. Usually hasty words are words that shouldn't be said. If you don't know if you should say it, you might not say it. It's probably a good idea. There's nothing wrong with a moment of silence. We have a real problem with silence in our society. No one wants to sit there quiet for a sec. I find, and I have no problem riding down the road for an hour and not saying a word to somebody. I have no problem with that. But a lot of people, they just have to have noise. They turn on the radio, they'll talk the whole time because they can't stand silence. Listen, there's nothing wrong with, you know what, I don't know if I should say something right now. I'm just going to be quiet for a few minutes. And let somebody have that liberty. If they feel like maybe they should be quiet for a while, let them be quiet for a while. That'll be a blessing. And that'll be a good thing. And that's okay. Let them do that. The way you say things makes so much. These first three, your words can ruin you. Listen carefully, speak carefully and thoughtfully. These things can keep little problems from escalating. You know how small of a thing can become a battle? It's amazing how small of a thing can become a battle. Look at this. Here's a guy, and he's having a day, and he's getting interrupted. And by the way, nothing makes a man more impatient than getting interrupted all the time when he's starting on something. And all of a sudden, the man says, give me that cup over there, to his wife. And what does the wife say? She would have said, sure, if you'd have said, honey, can you grab that cup over there? But you said, give me that cup. You know what she says? What is the words? Get it yourself. That's the words. It's you were born with the ability to think and smell and taste and see and say, get it yourself. It's built in. And it's natural. And so you say, get it yourself. Why it escalated? You know, I'm doing this job for you. If you don't want to, you get underneath this sink and fix the pipe if you don't want to get me a stupid cup. Well, if you wouldn't let it leak for 16 weeks, it wouldn't be such a big deal now. I told you to call the plumber. We had the money, and you went and spent it on your stupid video game. Well, you know what? That video game teaches me how to defend you someday against zombies. And, I mean, just, I mean, it all started out with just the way he said, get me the cup. Do you understand how you say things? Okay, fine. I love you. That didn't work. How you say things is huge. And you can and things that are little become huge when he can't communicate. And so we've got to realize these things. Next, I'm going to give my points so you know my outline is a little different this morning. Number one, words can ruin you. Number two, listen carefully. Number three, speak carefully and thoughtfully. Underneath that, we had several points. Next, many things are better left unsaid. Proverbs 12:23, a couple verses on this. Many things are better left unsaid. Proverbs 12:23, a prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of the fools proclaimeth foolishness. You don't have to say everything you think. There are certain questions that there is no winning at. If she ever asks you, have I been gaining weight? There's no right way to answer. Okay? But I'm being facetious, but there's no, don't say everything you see, you observe. You don't have to point out everything that somebody does wrong. I find it's better to work on one thing at a time with people and not overwhelm them. You don't have to say everything you feel. Everything that offends you, you don't have to tell everybody everything that offends you. There's a lot of things are better left unsaid. Proverbs 29, verse 11. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it till afterwards. Let's read that first phrase. Ready? A fool uttereth all his mind. Let's read that together. Ready? A fool uttereth all his mind. There's a lot of things better left unsaid. You don't need to say everything that comes to your mind. Everything comes to your mouth. Every correction, every insult, every joke, a fool utters all his mind. There's a bunch of thoughts you get and a bunch of words that come to your mind you shouldn't say. A fool utters all his mind. Some things are better left unsaid. Next, make sure your tongue is used for good. Let's go to Proverbs 16. I will quote you some other verses. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is the use of edifying that may minister grace unto the hearer. Only words that are for edifying. Use your tongue for good. Proverbs 16, verse 24. Pleasant words are as in honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. Contrast that with Proverbs 12 and verse 18. There is that speaketh like a piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. See the contrast there? Proverbs 15 and verse 1 and 2. A soft answer turns away wrath. That's so important. But grievous words stir up anger. When you're having a conversation about things you disagree with, soft answer keeps the wrath away. Grievous words stir up more anger. You don't get anywhere. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pour that foolishness. So make sure your tongue is used to help people, be a blessing. Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love. Speaking the truth in love. And so we get that. Let me take you to Proverbs. Let me take you to Psalms. Got a little on time here. Psalm 41, verse 3. Don't gossip about your family, by the way. We read a verse about being a talebearer in Proverbs 18. I'll give you two more references for that. Just write down the reference if you want. You can go there later. Proverbs 26, 20 and Proverbs 16, 28. I want to say there's nothing wrong with any counsel. Counsel from somebody wise. You call your grandpa, you call somebody who's got a great marriage, you call your pastor, you call whoever. You say, you know, I'm having a problem with my spouse. They're doing this and this and this. That's not gossip. It's not being a talebearer. But don't walk around and just open air tell everybody about the faults of your spouse. That's wrong. It's disrespectful. If they aren't part of the solution, they don't need to know about it. You keep it to yourselves. Unless you're getting help, okay? It's very important. Brag on your family in front of people. Okay, it's a lot better. Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. He said, Lord, I'm not good at this. I can't control what I say. And he makes it a prayer. Lord, watch, put a watch over my mouth. Lock my lips up. Lord, help me to deal with this. I just want to say, if you struggle with your words, you struggle with communication, then ask God to help you. Only by pride comes contention. So you know what? You say, boy, Pastor, you got me today. I'm terrible at one of those areas, and there's many areas we talked about. I need to work on my tongue. I need to work on my communication skills. I need to work on how I say things to people. And I'm not very good at it. Then pray about it. Ask God to help you. Hey, it's brutal to hold control of our tongues. The Bible says if you can control your tongues, you can control your whole body. Your tone, your words, all these different things are so important. From how you say to what you say to what you don't say, it's all very important how you communicate in marriage. And so you need to say, you know what, God, I'm not very good at this. Help me control my tongue. It's a prayer in the Bible. Why? Because we need the Lord to do this. Amen? We need the Lord to do this. So we're going to do something totally different. I've never done this in church service before. We're going to practice communicating. All right? Let's have Travis and Jeremy and Daniel come on up here. We are going to communicate kind words. I have here, don't worry, I'm not going to make you guys communicate. And we have little cards. I don't know if I have enough. We have a big crowd today. If you are a super letter writer, then don't take one of these because you already do this. We have an envelope and a card for you, and we're going to let us, just go hand these out to people. We're going to let us practice good words, saying the right things. Hand an envelope and a card to everybody. And we are going to take the last few minutes of class, and we're going to have you think of somebody you want to say blessing things, bless things to, encourage, say kind things, thank them, appreciate them, just say, I love you. I want us to practice it. Now, I have pens for everybody. Jeremy, come on up here. Hand those to Daniel, and then come get the pens. Hand those to Daniel. Anybody needs a pen, raise your hand. We got pens for you. I don't think we're going to have enough. We are. No way we have enough. We have a lot of people in here today. Let's see. Dave, if you go to the top right drawer, there's two more cards of the envelopes. In the prayer closet. There's two more cards there. That's all I have. And so we'll. And I want to help you. Now, here's what I want to tell you about letter writing and saying kind things. Once you start, it's like the dam when the floodgates open. It's a lot easier. The first sentence is the hardest. Okay? So I'm going to give you some ideas of a first sentence. Dear whoever, grandma, husband, child, neighbor, friend, whoever your friend is, anybody you want to say, you know what? I want to say how much I love them. I want to say thank you. I want to be a blessing to somebody. We don't do this enough. So what I want to do is, here's some ideas. You can say, I was just thinking of you today and I wanted to say what a blessing you are. That's a good start. Once you start, you get it. It's easier to write it. You know, I just want to thank you for all you've done for me. You know what? I was thinking, you're always there. You've always been there for me. Or today, I just want to say I love you. Start with that. Start with something like that and just start writing. We're writing right now. We're writing in church. We're doing this right here. And we got done a little bit early. And we want you to pick whoever you want to write it to. You can write it to the person sitting next to you. But I want us to practice writing. You say, that's hard for me. I know. I know it's hard. I want you to practice this. And I want you to say it like you would say it if you had the character to say nice things. Write a letter like you should write. Give honor to whom honor is due. This is biblical. Paul did this all the time. Paul did it all the time. He wrote, this person encouraged me. This person refreshed my spirit. Right? You're right and right. I can take those pens back. Anybody else need a pen? Take one. There you go. Don't look at the person next to you. Write some. When is the last time you wrote a nice love letter to your spouse and told them how much you appreciate all the work they do? Just write something nice. Let's practice this. Let's go ahead and let's go ahead and use our words and our communication to encourage and be a blessing to somebody. This is not your time to straighten somebody out. I just want to let you know how mad I am at you. That's not this letter, okay? This is practicing our sweet communication skills, our kindness, our sweet spiritedness, our, you know what, I need to learn to express myself, how I really do appreciate or love that person. And it's going to be uncomfortable for some of us. That's okay. That's a growing. It's growing. It helps you.